My humble pranams at the lotus feet of Swami, Sai Ram to you all. With the infinite grace of Bhagavan, the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Kerala places at his lotus feet today the following programs. Swami has blessed Sri G. Shankar to address us today. Sri Shankar is the chairman of the Habitat Technology Group, which is the largest non-profit organization in Asia in the shelter sector. He is a member of various governmental and non-governmental agencies. Presently, he is heading the United Nations mission to Nepal. Sri Shankar has already designed and commissioned more than 500,000 housing units, all using sustainable technology, and this is a world record. Above all, Sri Shankar is a Padma Shri awardee by the Government of India, Padma Shri G. Shankar. His speech will be followed by a special music program, Abhang, of a 300-year-old Marathi tradition offered at the lotus feet of Swami by Brahma Shri Vittal Vinod and Party. Jai Sai Ram.
To the omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent Bhagavan Satya Sai Babaji. I actually stand here with mixed feelings. I really can't describe the kind of feelings that I am undergoing now. I feel excited, I feel thrilled, more than everything, I really feel blessed. As I was coming into the campus today, I met a young girl who was studying several years after I completed my degree from a local college in Trivandrum. She was asking me a pertinent question. How come you are here? You are always talking about socialism, communism, and how come you are here? This is exactly what I wanted to talk to you today. Onam, as you all know, is the festival of Kerala, which has multi-dimensional things to tell you. We had a king called Mahabali, who was very kind, very loving. He was talking about fraternity, equality, liberty at a time when there are a lot of discrepancies, lot of divisions in the communities. He was talking about happiness to all. I'm talking about ancient days when he was ruling. But later, he was actually banished from the Mother Earth. But before he went, he asked for a boon. He wanted to come back to Kerala once a year to inquire about the welfare of the people, Prajas, living in Kerala. So every Onam season, we welcome him with happiness. It's a bountiful period for us. Onam festival actually marks the harvest festival in our calendar. People are generally happy during this time. Monsoons are over and we wait for the Maveli to come again to look at a prosperous and a happy world. Having said that, let me come back to my own transformations. When I was young, I was born and brought up actually in a distant country. Those days it was called Tanganyika, Now it's called Tanzania. I was born and brought up there, and when I came back to a village in Kerala, I had a huge problem, because Swahili was the mother tongue of that particular land in Africa. And to add to the confusions in the language, I had a huge physical issue. I had stammering, acute stammering. That actually led me into a lonely corner. That was when I thought I started my lonely journey. I began deciphering the epics. At the age of 10, I could recite the 12th chapter Bhakti Yogam and 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita Purushottama Yogam. I could translate that to Sanskrit versions. I could have the English interpretations and also the Malayalam, these things. I could talk in these three languages at that age. Shankaracharya actually came once to Kerala, and he invited me, and I recited the whole sloka, 12th chapter and 15th chapter to him. He felt so happy, and he blessed me by giving me a small gold medal for reciting, remembering all those stanzas. But in between, I told you, the stammering actually made my life miserable, because I didn't have many friends at that time. That actually led me into a world of profound reading. I began to probably stray. But somewhere in between, when I was in the 7th standard, 8th standard, I actually got involved in a social movement for teaching the illiterate people, especially in the fishermen sector, in the tribal sector. As a schoolboy, that age, 7th standard, I started going to their places, teaching them how to write and how to read. First time I was seeing the real face of poverty. And I thought, poverty is a huge phenomenon. There's no tomorrow for those traditional fishermen. And starvation, hunger, I thought these were real things that should be overcome. I began to stray, and I started deviating away from the spiritual path which I undertook. I thought physical salvation should start with feeding the people, making their physical needs, meeting their physical needs, shelter, food, and the rest of it. And on the way, I chose architecture as my profession. When I chose architecture as my profession, I was very clear about what I wanted to do in my life. I wanted to reach out to the needy and the poor in the society. I realized to my horror that houselessness is probably the largest social malady, issue, evil that the country was facing at that time. Those days, we were talking about a housing deficit of more than 50 million housing units. So I began my journey looking at this social issue. I never realized that what I was doing was actually Mathava Seva. I realized it much later in my life. It's amazing. You won't believe it if I tell you the truth. It's amazing how I actually found out Bhagavan in my own life. Initially, although my son and my wife, they were ardent devotees of Bhagavan, but I was trying to stay away from that. One day, there was a bhajan conducted in my own house. I didn't come down to attend the bhajan. But later my wife asked me to come down. She virtually forced me to come down. And I sat there just listening to as a mute spectator. And as they were leaving, after completing the bhajan, as they were leaving, the Seva Samiti organizers, they told me one this thing, message they still hold very close, dear to my own heart. They told me that you'll get very clear signs from today onwards. They asked me to look at a garland that I put across Bhagavan's photograph. Next day, when I woke up, I just looked at the garland. The length has actually become double. I was a skeptic, a harsh skeptic. And I was wondering how this could happen. I tried applying scientific template to that. I actually went to one of the scientific institutions to know about the elasticity of that thread. They said plantain thread, it doesn't have any elasticity at all. You're talking about 0.005 kind of a dimension. It doesn't have elasticity at all. Normally when a garland gets dried, gets light, and there's no possibility that it could, you know, double up. I just looking at it, by evening, the length had still grown further. I felt so humbled. Humbled is the word. I felt so humbled. And that's the first sign that I got from Bhagavan. And he has carried me on all through my journey. A few years back, again, I had a huge physical issue. They found out that I had tumor in my brain. I was lying there, desperate. See, the lust for life is always there in every human being. And then, suddenly, a lady calls me up and wants to know whether I am Mr. Shankar, the architect. I was not taking mobile phone, as you know, the radiation could affect my brain cells. Somebody else came to my house. He told me very specifically to take this call. This lady, a complete non-entity to me, she called me and told me that Bhagavan had instructed her to call me. Why? Because he wanted me to take up the rehabilitation works of after Uttarakhand floods, you know. A few years back, Uttarakhand floods happened. And I'd been walking through disasters for the last 25 years. And I don't know how this lady discovered it. She told me very clearly that he came to her in her dreams and specifically asked for this name. She didn't know who I was. And I had the huge privilege of taking up this project and completing it to a very successful limit. And later in my life, later many, many occasions, the huge privilege, huge occasions where I could feel him. I've seen him across the skies. I've seen him over the mountains. I've seen him, I've felt him, I've experienced him across the oceans. I'm a person who believes in values. All my life, I've been practicing what I call as value-based architecture, based on truthfulness and honesty. And in between this journey, this amazing journey, as I call it, had its magical moments. Just before the government of India gave me this Padma Shri, I was actually touring Sri Lanka. I was actually active in the post-disaster scenario in Sri Lanka, where I built probably the largest rehabilitation effort that ever happened in the world, 95,000 houses in the northeastern and northwestern provinces of Sri Lanka. Again, the government of India gave me a huge project of housing 50,000 Tamils, deprived Tamils, demoralized Tamils, people living on the margins, giving houses to them. When the government of India gave me this project, I had to go to Sri Lanka again. And One day, I was seeing unhappy communities all through. One day, I was called to inspect a place called Poondotam. Poondotam in any language is a garden, is a flower garden. Where first time I thought I could see happy communities. I was seeing unhappy faces all through. But for the first time I thought I could see some happy faces. I went to the place, but actually it reminded me of a concentration camp. I don't know whether how many of you have heard about Auschwitz and such camps where lots of people were killed during Second World War, concentration camps. It's actually this camp reeked of not only dirt, but also of death. I went there, I started talking to the people. Everywhere when I go, when I build houses for the poor, I sit with them, I hold their hands, and then I start talking about their requirements. The military people came in. They said, I had diplomatic protection, but they said, they asked me to leave. And I said, I have the diplomatic immunity, you can't ask me to leave, because if I want to build houses for the poor people, I need to hold their hands, I need to sit with them, I need to know about their pulses. Army said, leave. As I got up, a young girl of my probably granddaughter's age, she came to me and started tucking at this kurta. I was wearing a similar kurta there. She was saying, she wanted to tell me something. She had a piece of jasmine garland with her. She gave me one piece of that. And I knew. I was really confused what she was really aiming at. She said, Mama, naale pongal aake, tomorrow is a pongal day. So take this little gift for my wife. I was moved. I couldn't speak the language, but I was trying to talk to her. I knew that she had something to tell me. I prodded. There was an interpreter who could, you know, take her words and translate it to me. She said, "Ende veetil korchu bommagal irikkaya." She had some dolls in her house, and which she believed that was her house. It was a run-down shack kind of a thing. She wanted a safe, secure place for her dolls to be kept. She just wanted that little space where she could keep safe and secure the precious possessions that he had, dolls. Before I could answer her, the military people came and dragged her away. But mind you, that is a defining moment in my journey to house the houseless people into these things. Then I realized the gravity of the aspiration and the dreams which get shared even by little children. All these magical moments have come through Bhagavan's all-pervading presence. He has taught me that Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. He said, Manava Seva is Narayana Seva. I'm just looking at the same things, social development programs, the educational program, value-based education. India, as you all know, is going to several crises. A lot of people are still remaining poor. People don't have enough to eat. People don't have access to potable water. That was what Bhagavan was aiming at all his life. The students who are privileged to study in such institutions, you should imbibe the spirit of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is trying to tell you a lot of things. You should internalize. You should internalize the messages. And that will be the greatest service you could do to mankind. He has taken me along. I'm sure Bhagavan will. All the people who are sitting here, they will also get the blessings, Bhagavan's blessings, all through their life. I have changed. I just wanted to tell it before this audience. I am the transformation that he has made in my own life. From a hardcore skeptic to a believer is something that I cherish, that I value, that I hold close to my heart. My pranams once again to the omnipresent and omniscient and the omnipotent Bhagavanji. Thank you very much. Thank you for your kind listening.
Jai Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Krishna Hari.
Jai Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Krishna Hari.
Jai Jai Ram, Jai 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 Ram Krishna Hari
Jai Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari
Jai Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari जय बोल हरि के पावन नाम की
जय
अगजानन पद्मार्कम अगजानन पद्मार्कम गजानन महर्निशम गजानन महर्निशम अनेकदंतं भक्तानां एकदंतं 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 उपास्महे जगण बदिराया हो महाराज जगण बदिराया हो
जगण बदिराया हो महाराज जगण बदिराया हो
राजगण बदिराया हो महाराज जगण बदिराया हो
जगण बदिराया हो महाराज जगण बदिराया हो
भयं तगुं गुरुवाज दीना तदाले गणपति गणपति
जगण बदिराया हो महाराज जगण बदिराया हो
भयं तगुं गुरुवाज दीना तदाले गणपति गणपति कुमार त्याचन वलंबोदर गौरी वरज कुमार त्याचन वलंबोदर गौरी वरज कुमार त्याचन वलंबोदर नंबोदर वृद्धि सिद्धि सोधाता तोर विघ्न निवारिता तोर विघ्न
निवारिता
मणे ये गजबाही विठ्ठल गणपति तुझनई तुझनई
महाराज
गणपति मणे ये गजबाही विठ्ठल गणपति तुझनई तुझनई
महाराज गणपति
जय विठ्ठल गणपति विठ्ठल गणपति विठ्ठल गणपति विठ्ठल गणपति
गणपति हो महाराज
विठ्ठल गणपति विठ्ठल गणपति विठ्ठल गणपति विठ्ठल गणपति
गणपति राया हो महाराज गणपति राया हो
विठ्ठल गणपति विठ्ठल गणपति विठ्ठल गणपति विठ्ठल गणपति
గణపతి విఠల గణపతి జయ విఠల గణపతి విఠల గణపతి విఠల గణపతి విఠల గణపతి గణపతి విఠల గణపతి విఠల గణపతి విఠల గణపతి జయ విఠల గణపతి విఠల గణపతి విఠల గణపతి విఠల గణపతి విఘ్నేశ్వర విఘ్నాయక వినాయక విఠల మంగళ వినాయక భగవానికి
జై
సద్గురునాథ్ మహారాజ్కి సద్గురు వాంచోని సపడేన సోయ సద్గురు వాంచోని సపడేన సోయ
సద్గురు వాంచోని సపడేన సోయ
ధరవేత పాయ ఆది ఆది
ధరవేత పాయ
ಗುರುನಾಥ ಮಮ ಗುರುನಾಥ
ಗುರುನಾಥ ಗುರುನಾಥ
ಸದ್ಗುರುನಾಥ ಮಮ ಗುರುನಾಥ
ಗುರುನಾಥ ಗುರುನಾಥ
ಸದ್ಗುರುನಾಥ ಮಮ ಗುರುನಾಥ
ಗುರುನಾಥ ಗುರುನಾಥ
ಸದ್ಗುರುನಾಥ ಮಮ ಗುರುನಾಥ
ಗುರುನಾಥ ಗುರುನಾಥ
ಸದ್ಗುರುನಾಥ
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 ಗುರುನಾಥ
ಸದ್ಗುರುನಾಥ ಮಹಾರಾಜಿಗೆ
ಜೈ
ಸಂತ ಸಾಧು ಮಂಡಲಿಗೆ
ಜೈ
ಸಂತಾಂಚಾ ಡಿಂಡಿನಿ ಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲಿಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಸಂತಾಂಚಾ ಡಿಂಡಿನಿ ಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲಿಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಸಂತಾಂಚಾ ಡಿಂಡಿನಿ ಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲಿಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಸಂತಾಂಚಾ ಡಿಂಡಿನಿ ಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲಿಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ನಿವತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನದೇ ಸೋಪಾನ ಮುಕ್ತಭಾಯ
ನಿವತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನದೇ ಸೋಪಾನ ಮುಕ್ತಭಾಯ
ನಿವತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನದೇ ಸೋಪಾನ ಮುಕ್ತಭಾಯ
ನಿವತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನದೇ ಸೋಪಾನ ಮುಕ್ತಭಾಯ
ಸೋಪಾನ ಮುಕ್ತಭಾಯ
ಸೋಪಾನ ಮುಕ್ತಭಾಯ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಸಂತಾಂಚ ಡಿಂಡಿ ನಿಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಸಂತಾಂಚ ಡಿಂಡಿ ನಿಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಸಂತಾಂಚ ಡಿಂಡಿ ನಿಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಸಂತಾಂಚ ಡಿಂಡಿ ನಿಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಏಕನಾಥ ಮದೇ ಸಕಾರಂ ಸಕಾರಂ
ಏಕನಾಥ ಮದೇ ತುಕಾರಂ ಸಕಾರಂ
ಏಕನಾಥ ಮದೇ ತುಕಾರಂ ಸಕಾರಂ
ಏಕನಾಥ ಮದೇ ತುಕಾರಂ ಸಕಾರಂ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಸಂತಾಂಚ ಡಿಂಡಿ ನಿಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಸಂತಾಂಚ ಡಿಂಡಿ ನಿಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಸಂತಾಂಚ ಡಿಂಡಿ ನಿಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಸಂತಾಂಚ ಡಿಂಡಿ ನಿಘಾಲಿ ಜಾಲೇಲೋ ಪಂಢರಪುರ ಪಂಢರಪುರ
ಜ್ಞಾನೇಶ್ವರ ಮಾವುಲಿ ಜ್ಞಾನರಾಜ ಮಾವುಲಿ ಸುಧಾರಾಮ
ಜ್ಞಾನೇಶ್ವರ ಮಾವುಲಿ
ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಜ್ಞಾನೇಶ್ವರ ಮಾವುಲಿ ಜ್ಞಾನರಾಜ ಮಾವುಲಿ ಸುಧಾರಾಮ
ಜ್ಞಾನೇಶ್ವರ ಮಾವುಲಿ ಜ್ಞಾನರಾಜ ಮಾವುಲಿ ತುಕಾರಾಮ
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 ಜ್ಞಾನೇಶ್ವರ ಮಾವುಲಿ ಜ್ಞಾನರಾಜ ಮಾವುಲಿ ತುಕಾರಾಮ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಜ್ಞಾನೇಶ್ವರ ಮಾವುಲಿ ಜ್ಞಾನರಾಜ ಮಾವುಲಿ ತುಕಾರಾಮ ಸಂತ ಸಾಧು ಮಂಡಲಿಗೆ
ಜೈ
ಪಂಢರಿನಾಥ ಮಹಾರಾಜಿಗೆ
ಜೈ
ಸದಾ ಮಾಜಡೋಳ
जडु तुझी मूर्ति
सदा माछ डोला
पंढरीनाथ महाराज की
जय।
जय जय विठ्ठल जय हरि विठ्ठल जय जय विठ्ठल पांडुरंगा
जय जय विठ्ठल जय हरि विठ्ठल जय जय विठ्ठल पांडुरंगा
जय जय विठ्ठल जय हरि विठ्ठल जय जय विठ्ठल पांडुरंगा
जय जय विठ्ठल जय हरि विठ्ठल जय जय विठ्ठल पांडुरंगा
जय जय विठ्ठल जय हरि विठ्ठल जय जय विठ्ठल पांडुरंगा
పాండురంగా
జై జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
విఠల 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 పాండురంగా
తాళి బజవవి గుడి ఉబార హే వాట హే తలవి పండరిజి
జయ జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
తాళి బజవవి గుడి ఉబార హే వాట హే తలవి పండరిజి
జయ జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
గజ భర మిళలే పార హో తో జయ జయకార భీమ తిరి
జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
పత గజ భర మిళలే పార హో తో జయ జయకార భీమ తిరి
జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
విఠల 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 పాండురంగా
విఠల 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 పాండురంగా
హరి నమ గర్జత నాహి భయ చింత అయితే బోలే గీతా భాగవత
జై జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జై జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
హరి నమ గర్జత నాహి భయ చింత అయితే బోలే గీతా భాగవత
జై జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జై జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
సాటన తయవే శుద్ధ హోని ధవే దమ్రిడి తుమ్ హవే జోకా మేళా
జై జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జై జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
సాటన తయవే శుద్ధ హోని ధవే దమ్రిడి తుమ్ హవే జోకా మేళా
జై జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జై జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
విఠల 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 పాండురంగా
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 విఠల విఠల
పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పండరినాథ్ భగవాన్ కి
జై.
బోల్ బృందావన విహారిలాల్ కి
జై.
వనమాలి రాధారమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద
వనమాలి రాధారమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద
వనమాలి రాధారమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద
వనమాలి రాధారమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద
వనమాలి రాధారమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద వనమాలి రాధారమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద నీల మేఘ సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద మేఘ సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద
మేఘ సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద
భక్త హృదయ మందార భాను కోటి సుందర భక్త హృదయ మందార భాను కోటి సుందర హృదయ మందార మందార
Krishna, Krishna. Bhakta Hridaya Mandara, Bhanu Koti Sudhara.
Bhakta Hridaya Mandara, Bhanu Koti Sudhara.
Bhakta Hridaya Mandara, Bhanu Koti Sudhara. Nanda Nanda Gopa Vrindaya Narayana Govinda.
Nanda Nanda Gopa Vrindaya Narayana Govinda.
Nanda 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 Gopa Vrindaya Narayana Govinda. वन विहारी लाल की
जय।
पंढरीनाथ महाराज की
जय।
रुणु जुणु रुणु जुणु रे भ्रमरा, गुण रे भ्रमरा, कांडी तू अव गुण रे भ्रमरा, भ्रमरा रुणु जुणु रुणु जुणु रे भ्रमरा, चरण कमल धळु रे भ्रमरा, चरण कमल धळु रे भ्रमरा,
कमल धळु रे भ्रमरा,
भोगी तू निश्चलु 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 रे भ्रमरा,
भ्रमरा रुणु जुणु रुणु जुणु रे भ्रमरा,
जुणु 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 रे भ्रमरा,
सुमन
సుగంధురే భ్రమరామ సుమన సుగంధురే భ్రమరామ పరిమళ విదుగదురే భ్రమరామ పరిమళ విదుగదురే
భ్రమరామ
సౌభాగ్య సుందరు రే భ్రమరామ
సౌభాగ్య
సుందరు రే భ్రమరామ
భాగ్య సుందర
బాపర కుమా దేవి వరు రే భ్రమరా బాపరకుమా దేవి వరు రే భ్రమరా రుణు జుణు రుణు జుణు రే భ్రమరా జయ విఠల పాండురంగా జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా జయ జయ విఠల జయ హరి విఠల జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
హరి విఠల పాండురంగా
జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
హరి విఠల పాండురంగా
జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
హరి విఠల పాండురంగా
జయ జయ విఠల పాండురంగా
హరి విఠల పాండురంగా
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 పాండురంగా పాండురంగా
పాండురంగా
పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా పాండురంగా రంగా పాండురంగా పండరినాథ్ భగవానికి
జై
సాయి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ సాయి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహీ
హరి నామ
హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహీ
హరి నామ బినా
ప్రేమ భక్తి బినా ఉద్ధార నహీ
ప్రేమ భక్తి బినా ఉద్ధార నహీ
ప్రేమ భక్తి బినా ఉద్ధార నహీ
ప్రేమ భక్తి బినా
నిర్వాణ నహి
గురు సేవ బినా నిర్వాణ
నహి గురు సేవ బినా నిర్వాణ నహి
గురు సేవ బినా నిర్వాణ
నహి సాయి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి
సాయి భజన
జప ధ్యాన బినా సంయోగ నహీ
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 ప్రభు దర్శ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన నహీ
ప్రభు దర్శ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన
धर्म बिना सत कर्म नहीं,
जय धर्म बिना सत कर्म नहीं,
जय धर्म बिना सत कर्म नहीं,
जय धर्म बिना सत कर्म नहीं,
भगवान बिना कोई अपना नहीं,
भजन बिना दुख शांति नहीं, हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं, प्रेम भक्ति बिना उद्धार नहीं,
भक्ति बिना उद्धार नहीं,
गुरु सेव बिना निर्वाण नहीं,
गुरु सेव बिना
साई भजन बिना दुख शांति नहीं,
भजन बिना दुख शांति नहीं,
जप ध्यान बिना संयोग नहीं,
जप ध्यान बिना संयोग नहीं,
प्रभु दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं,
प्रभु दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं,
साई दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं,
साई दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं,
दया धर्म बिना सत कर्म नहीं,
धर्म बिना सत कर्म नहीं,
भगवान बिना कोई अपना नहीं,
भगवान बिना कोई अपना नहीं,
साईना बिना परमात्मा नहीं,
साईना बिना परमात्मा नहीं,
साईना बिना परमात्मा नहीं,
साईना बिना परमात्मा नहीं,
साई भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, सुख शांति नहीं, सुख शांति
विमोचन भव भय भंजन,
ಪ್ರಭು ಹರಿ ಗಜಾನನ
ಪ್ರಭುರಾ
भगवान जन्म जन्म मेरे साथ रहो तुम सच साई भगवान जन्म जन्म मेरे साथ रहो तुम सच साई भगवान चित चोराय शोधा के बाद नवनीत चोर गोपाल चित चोराय शोधा के बाद नवनीत चोर गोपाल
जय माधव Oh. शांति शांति जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय